Each year we begin our Lord's Novena for Healing on February 3rd, which, as you probably know, is the memorial of Saint Blaise. It's appropriate and I think providential that we begin a novena for healing by remembering a saint that was known for his own healing miracle. In the early 4th century, Blaise was a bishop in central Turkey, what is now central Turkey. This was just before the Emperor Constantine legalized Christianity, and so persecutions of Christians were still very prevalent. An example of this persecution can be seen in the demands of the governor of that region, who required Bishop Blaise to renounce his faith. He, of course, wasn't going to do that, and thus he was arrested. On the way to jail, as they're taking him to jail, he was stopped by a mother whose son was choking on a fishbone, coughing and hacking and finding it difficult to breathe. Saint Blaise cured the boy, and he thus has become venerated as the patron saint of diseases of the throat. The story goes on that the mother of the cured boy was so happy that she brought two large candles to the bishop when he was in prison, so that he could light them and keep them in his room to dispel some of the darkness and the gloom. To this very day, we use blessed candles in our Saint Blaise devotion, and we will once again bless your throats with candles at this Mass. The theme for this first night of our novena is healing and the communion of saints. Because the saints, like Saint Blaise, have an important role in the healing process, we make our requests known and they bring our prayers to the throne of God. We actually see this in our gospel tonight. Jesus is depicted as healing people who were suffering from a variety of illnesses, including fever and being possessed by demons. But it's very interesting to note that the Lord heals them after someone else has brought the healing request to him. So it is Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John who bring to Jesus' attention the need to heal Peter's mother-in-law. And that evening, we are told in this same passage, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. He cured many who were sick with various diseases. Again, they brought the needs, the ill, to Jesus. And then the very next day, he goes off to pray by himself when Saint Peter goes out and finds him and intercedes with the Lord by saying, "Everyone is looking for you." Time and again, people who were suffering or sick had others to intercede for them to the Lord, which is what we are able to do with the saints in heaven. We are not separated from them. We are, in fact, in communion with them, which is why we call this relationship the communion of saints. We ask for their help in taking our prayers to Jesus, that we might experience the healing that we need. And we do that with saints like Saint Blaise and Saint Bernadette, to whom Mary appeared, and of course to Our Lady of Lourdes, for whom this novena is dedicated. There are those in heaven who are canonized saints, and also those in heaven who have not been canonized, who nonetheless are enjoying eternal life with God. In both cases, saints can help us on earth through their prayers and through their other interventions. I myself actually experienced the intervention of someone whom I believe died and is in the presence of God. And that person, whom many of you know, is Deacon John Cecilia. I've knew John for over 25 years. And over the course of our friendship, he knew that I, for whatever reason, developed this generic name for dogs. And I just called them, whatever the dog was, Sparky. No matter what the dog's name was, I just said, Sparky. And so they had this, he and Vicky, his wife, had this scrawny little lap poodle that growled and nipped at me, and I would say, John, Sparky is upset. Sparky needs to be locked up. Thinking in my mind, Sparky needs to be put down. Father Bob McNeese, one of our priests, has a dog, Silas, and I always call Silas Sparky. John knew this. My friends and family know this. Just kind of a long-standing inside joke that has kind of floated around. Every dog was called Sparky. Well, after the funeral mass for John, we went up to Holy Cross Cemetery. Monsignor Pearson was the celebrant at the graveside service, and I just stood off kind of by the side about 15 or 20 feet, and Bishop Daly was on one side of me, and I had two of our younger priests on the other side. And as they were preparing to lower John's casket into the ground, which is, you know, if you've seen that, it's a pretty solemn and somber moment, a moment of grief, huh? As they were preparing to lower John's casket in the ground, I looked down at the grave marker that I was standing in front of, you know, all the headstones. And the one that I was standing right in front of was of a man and that, who had his dates on there, date of birth and date of death. But then his family had a phrase carved at the base of the headstone. And I looked at it, and I poked the bishop, and I said, look at that. He said, yeah, I already saw it. And then I poked at the two priests. I said, look at that. I said, can you believe it? And the inscription was, in quotations, we love you, Sparky. And I thought, John just spoke to me. Wow, I was very happy and kind of giggling and, you know, going back and forth with the bishop and the priest, and other mourners were looking at us like we were being sacrilegious and disrespectful, but it was great. I could just picture John at that moment slapping his knee, laughing out loud that he managed to manipulate us over to the Sparky headstone. He did it so that we would know that he was happy. And that even maybe, not maybe, even his purgatory was over. His time for purgatory was over. And everything was okay. That was the profound sense that I had and that I take consolation in to this very day. This novena begins by reminding us that we have a relationship with those who have gone before us, and we describe that relationship as the communion of saints. And the truth is, we can receive healing through their intercession and intervention, whether it be a disease of the throat, some other evil, or grief at the loss of a close friend. The communion of saints can bring us the healing that we need. With that confidence, we set out on these 9 days of prayer, asking God to crush illness and suffering through the intercession of his saints. Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us.